Welcome to the Wine Vault. On tonight's episode, Rob once again challenges Scott and Becky to figure out what is the secret wine. Well, tonight it happens to be the completely obvious, very well-known, and simple TK's Vranic Special Selection from Macedonia. So sit back, relax, and enjoy tonight's Wine Vault. Welcome to the Wine Vault. It is I, Rob the Wine Guy, and tonight is a special night on the Wine Vault because we have Scott the Unlicensed Taxi Driver.
Well, tonight won't be just any night.
It won't
Good
be.
Good evening.
I know, because we are also joined by the Triple B.
Good evening.
Folks.
I have a funny thing to tell you.
What's that?
About a text I just received.
Really?
One of my cousins messaged me and said they're watching a rerun of Shark Tank right now, and they're dying laughing over a cat wine product that was presented on Shark Tank.
That one?
Oh my God.
I don't think it's that cat
it's
wine.
It's for cats?
No. It's Pinot Meow.
Pinot Meow? Pinot Meow?
And Moscato.
Moscato.
The pet wine shop.
And they also have a dog line as well. Chardonnay.
It's the Pinot Meow cat wine is a liquid catnip for playful cats.
Oh, it's for the it's for pets.
Mm-hmm.
That's what this hit was from Pet Wine Shop.
That sounds awful.
It's $36.95 for a six pack.
Screw them up the ass. On tonight's show, folks, if you
I
know,
wish you could have seen Rob's face. He couldn't even make a face. He was just blinking.
Yeah.
You couldn't even.
No. Pinot Meow cat wine, the ultimate catnip experience for your cat. Pinot Meow liquid catnip is a faux vintage designed to stimulate your cat's love for catnip. Simply pour into a cup of your choice and serve to simulate a wine beverage for your cat.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
You need to cultivate a cat's love of catnip?
Well, stimulate.
It's called catnip.
Stimulate.
But catnip in and of itself is for cats. So, I mean, with the cat, I've never actually introduced, oh, hey, kitty cat, here's cat. They just like it. I mean, do you have, it's like,
well,
it's not acquired taste. It's like Bo, would you like to eat cat shit? It wasn't an acquired taste. You started doing it. Then I started yelling at him.
I'm pretty sure eating catnip or cat shit is an acquired taste.
Well, I don't ask Bo. He just went right for it.
What's inside Pinot Meow? This is the answer to your question. Pinot Meow is a liquid catnip blend that's brewed by extracting the oils from 100% organic catnip herb. Here's the answer to your question.
I didn't have a question.
What do you need to do to stimulate your cat's love for catnip?
I don't have to stimulate it.
Pinot Meow cat wine is mixed with a proprietary blend to attain a smell that causes effects in cats. That's how you stimulate your cats.
It doesn't have alcohol.
Why would it?
Or grapes in it. But so why would you call it?
Well, it was on Shark Tank. It's stupid.
Chardonnay.
Chardonnay. Actually, we've drank some Chardonnays that really should be drank by dogs. So on tonight's show, folks, we also have obviously Bo, but Maggie Jo is on the show tonight. So, Scott, don't say bad words.
That's going to not be a problem for you.
That's true. I know. I already cussed. Nevertheless, on tonight's show, folks, we have yet another secret wine. It is Scott and Becky versus myself, even though I already know what it is because I curated this show. But tonight, in case you don't know, even though we've done this 1,000 times, when we have wines that aren't quite interesting enough to be by themselves on the show, what do? Try to guess what they are. So, if they guess the varietal correctly, that's 20 points. If they guess where it's from, being North America, Europe, Australia, that kind of crap, that is 10 points. Then if they can say California or France or Italy, whatever, that's 20 points.
Yes.
Then further details, do they know, like Napa, Sonoma, Languedoc, Bordeaux, Oaking, the wine's name, their name, That's 10 points.
ABV within, what, a half point? Was that?
No, no. Perfectly on.
Oh, no.
Yes. Lord.
And then if they're within $2 of the price, 10 points. Within $5, 5 points. Now, tonight, I'm going to say you have
and
to...
And we're working it together?
Yes. Score a maximum of what? 60 points?
Oh, wow.
If we beat 60, then we win.
Yes.
Last time, didn't we score 900 of Rob's points? Mm. We clobbered it pretty daggone good.
Well, aren't you a smartass?
I know.
Well, I think we did really well.
Oh. We did do really well, but I feel like it's going to be a lot harder because I feel like it's going to be a nondescript wine.
Mm. It is descript.
It is descript.
That being said, before we start in the next segment, you each will ask me two questions, starting off, about the wine.
Oh.
So we're going to go to break. They're going to write their questions briefly, and then we'll come back. They will ask me the questions about the wine. I'll provide those answers, and then they will go into the tasting section. So, folks, we're going to take a break, prepare for their demolishment, I think, and see you next Tuesday. No, we won't do that. We'll be right back, though, here on the Wine Vault.
Hey everybody, it's Rob the Wine Guy. Do you love the Wine Vault? Do you want the world to know about the Wine Vault? Well, do you know the best way to do that? By giving us a review wherever you get your podcasts. Whether that be on iTunes or Stitcher or TuneIn or Spreaker or Podbean or some other app I've never heard of but probably gave your phone a virus when you downloaded it. So take that time. Give us that review. Give us your thoughts and feedback. That way, everyone will know to listen to, enjoy, and join us on the Wine Vault. And we'll be right back.
And we're back, folks. So, we have laid out the ground rules. We've come to an agreement. They are each going to ask me one question, then we'll drink, and then they'll ask me another question.
Off air, I think it was like the back room of the NFL draft.
It was. Yes,
so
yes.
Strategical.
It was like it matters. They were talking to each other, having strategy in front of me, even though it doesn't really matter. So, Scott, any questions? What is your question going to be?
Our cumulative questions are this.
Mm.
Is the single varietal or blend?
Okay.
Two. Have either Rebecca or myself consumed this wine previously, regardless of vintage?
Well, Scott, I don't know what you've drank when you're not around me. How's that sound? So I can't conclusively say it about you. That being said, it is a single varietal. And in my presence, I am not aware of either one of you ever drinking this wine.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
I can concur it is a red wine. I'll give you a freebie there.
Geez.
Well, Steve would need that information.
Well, oh, he usually gets that one right.
Okay. Usually. You said usually.
Well, not everybody can be on their A game all the time.
Well, okay. That's more of his Q game, but it's okay.
Well.
In the glass, though, this wine is very dark crimson. Dark crimson. It's very pretty. Why am I saying?
A lot of tartaric acid crystalline structure.
A little bit.
Which one?
It is.
I don't know.
Deep, dark pebble.
Mm-hmm. And folks, if you hear a little bit of crying during the show, that's either Scott or Maggie, so. On the nose. I'll let them speak, and then I'll add in things that they missed, which inevitably they will.
Oh,
it's a funk nose.
What is it? A little bit.
It's an overwhelming funk nose.
A little bit. I smell menthol.
Menthol, but
raspberry.
Maybe a shroom.
Psychedelic kind, because Becky obviously ate those before she smelled it. Mm-hmm. It's not funky.
It's like, okay, so I'm staring at a wet animal laying on the floor. Or he was once wet, and then he was dried off by his owner. That would be Rob.
He's unconscious now.
But there's a little, not barnyard, but a little, like, what? Or I've got too much of the bow scent.
You've got a little too much of the bow scent, yeah. I smell raspberry, vanilla, maybe even a little bit of Jamie raspberry with the vanilla and menthol.
But it's like
a slight shroominess. Maybe a light mushroom.
With that, and maybe for that mushroom, I'm going to go with like forest floor. Like,
well, something like that. Yeah,
mossy thing.
But a clean version of that. Yes. It's an interesting nose.
Becky's making faces.
I just think that I can get raspberry. I can get funk.
Strangely enough, this is Vendage White Zinfandel. Oh, no, it's not.
I just think you all are being...
Too much? We're seeing things we just want to see?
No, I think that Rob is downplaying the funk.
Well, we want the funk.
Well, but I think...
No, I think that you're downplaying it as a... I don't know, throwing us off.
Well, so you're trying to go like Pinot Funk, where I think what we're...
Oh, no, I think... I don't know that I would say Pinot Funk. I would maybe say more like European Funk. And I think that Rob is throwing us off.
Bring on the noise, bring out the funk. I don't know. I think the mushroom and forest floor mossy thing could be representative of your funk. I think that's where we're coming across the same thing, just describing them different. Perhaps.
I'm drinking.
Somebody went in.
Oh, I'm drinking.
You're drinking.
He's going,
And I had tasted it before to then guess what you guys were going to guess. And by the way, I like it.
It's a little tannic.
Yes.
It's a little bit sweeter than what I expected.
A little juicy.
Like the raspberry sweetness is more prevalent than what I expected.
It has a juiciness to it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I said sweetness.
Juicy. It's not sweet.
No, I'll give sweet, you, I'll like give you sweet fruit. Red wine. I mean, the raspberry is very sweet.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you definitely can tell.
Yeah.
You can pick that out.
Yeah, it's not a sugary one. No. No, I don't like that at all.
So, forget the game. I love the fruit of this wine. It's not just that ripe raspberry. There's also some plum there in the background.
It's very plummy.
Mm-hmm. Which is a nice combination of sweet fruit and, okay, a plum can be a sweet plum.
Sure.
But it's a savory fruit.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, absolutely.
That's a nice... front palate.
Mm-hmm. Has some length. A little radiating warmth into possibly a little cayenne on the finish. Actually, it kicks back in and you get a little bit of a twinkle cayenne maybe 25 seconds after you drank it. I know this because I tasted it earlier. This would do well.
It also has a little bit of black tea on the finish.
I like that.
No, I agree. I agree. Little black tea.
Something interesting about this wine to me is it's, I don't know any other way to describe this except for like when you play an instrument and you have a staccato note, like an independent short note.
Sure.
That's how the beginning of this is. Like the raspberry is like a staccato note, like a boom. There it is and it's gone. And then you have like the middle and then you have the... The nice finish. I like the tea leaf
a lot
at the end.
It's lovely. And you know, it isn't tobacco. It is tea leaf. Mm-hmm. But it almost gets a little bit of that light, sweet tobacco. So one might parse that a little bit. But I agree. I think it's more tea than tobacco. But I can see that leafy herbiness.
I don't really get any spiciness. I would go like a black tea leaf.
The spice comes in at the whey finish, at the very end, a little cayenne. I don't think it's not spicy in the mid palate at all. No.
I like the staccato musical comparison. And I think the raspberry staccato, and then the plum staccato right after that. It's like boom, boom.
The first sip I had, all I could taste was the raspberry because it was such a staccato thing. Mm-hmm. I didn't get any of the finish or anything else.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like those.
So, any questions now for me?
Are we allowed to Google or no?
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to Google? Go ahead.
Okay. Sometimes I just like...
What are all the varietals in the world? I mean, yeah. Wheel of varietals.
Do you have any thoughts on what the varietal could be? Something that I am tempted to ask. This is not me asking. But part of me is asking, part of me wants to ask if this is like a major varietal or if it's one of those like really random ones that there's only, you know what I'm talking about though, Scott? Like,
yes.
Can't you see him doing that to us? Did I just figure you out?
Where would I find such a thing?
Did I just figure you out?
You wouldn't figure out your own butt.
Oh my God.
Oh Lord.
Cabernet.
Isn't it kind of freaky how well I know you?
Well, Scott, what are your thoughts? Any questions for me? I enjoy this a lot, actually. I would buy this again.
So...
I would also say it's medium bodied. Is that where you all would go?
This
in?
Medium, yeah, somewhere. Medium going. It's
towards full body.
Yeah.
Medium towards full
it's
body.
It's a very solid full body.
Once upon a time, we talked about the body scale as on a scale of 10. I would put this, and we thought that
there
full body
no
would be like
a brick.
7.
Yes.
This and is I would say this is 6 something.
6'2", 6'4".
Yeah,
yeah.
6 something.
Yeah. Good solid medium body.
So, you know, if we're going to stick with that black tea, which I am, I don't think that's going anywhere.
Sure.
Right.
I mean, Becky, you have any problem with that? If we're going to nail that in as the distinctiveness for this, then you get black tea out of Petite Sirah.
Okay.
And Cinsault, which...
Oh, you must be Googling things to get that.
Oh, blind folly, but...
You're right on Cinsault. It's fairly unique on the Petite Sirah, but... yeah. See that, folks, they're cheating.
That's
they're trying to cheat.
Rebecca even asked, can we use the Googles?
I can hear Sally. I can hear Maggie. That Sally's a cat.
You
Maggie
snoring.
Snoring. Yes.
Poor little thing.
You can hear that, folks. That's a baby snore.
She's just heavy breathing.
Uncle Scott might have put her to sleep when he was holding her.
She's just pretending.
I'm used to that.
Oh, on this website that I'm on, I didn't know this. You say it's Cinsault?
Cinsault.
Cinsault. C-I-N-S-A-U-L-T.
It's one of the parents of Pinotage.
Yes, it is.
I did not know that.
Mm-hmm. But I would drink those out of Pinot glasses, and Cinsault tends not to be this heavy. But just to give you guys a little acknowledgement.
Only Cinsault experience I've had, it was lighter.
Turley.
Got the Turley, and it was...
It depends on where... Old Cinsault, yes.
This is...
Could be bigger and heavier, and yes, I could see why someone would say that's Cinsault. You can get old school Cinsault from like Garage Company and stuff like that.
Okay.
Yeah. I have Carignan. But you can't, can you get Cinsault? I don't know. I mean, but Cinsault typically is done in a slightly lighter style, but, you know. Go ahead. What is your question?
Well, I was going to make a remark to Scott that I never know how much to trust Rob.
That's true.
If he is leading us away because we were able to get this somewhat random wine.
If you remember last time, we stayed in this the whole time together. Mm-hmm. We were of a different opinion. Mm-hmm. And then we made a decision kind of together, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
And we nailed it.
Yep. That's right.
So what I guess I'm saying is maybe we should ignore him.
Yeah. So what are your two thoughts? You think
don't let him get in your head.
I can just hear Maggie's story. That's all. You know, that mic doesn't hardly pick up anything. And it picks up her snoring.
And it's barely, like, I can barely hear it myself. <That's> like,
I know you can all hear that, folks, but it's my child, so.
And oh, there she is. She's a baby.
Yes.
She's only 2 weeks old.
Yes, and she's snoring. That's okay, though. She likes a wine ball.
I adjusted her a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So you said Cinsault, or what was the other one?
Petit Sirah.
Okay.
You just want everything to be Petit Sirah, but let's not forget the glasses that it's in.
Okay. What glass is this? See, again, he's trying to get in our head.
What glass is this?
New World Sirah glasses, which is used for Petit Sirah. But I'm also not vomiting in a bucket, so it probably is Petit Sirah.
Oh, stop.
It's very dark, though.
Mm-hmm. Could be.
I just got an interesting... I just got another flavor that I hadn't...
I am waiting for my questions.
What do you have? Anything? I was going to ask about the production of this.
Oh, that's a great...
How is this a large-scale production?
Mm-hmm.
That's medium good. Scale production,
mm-hmm.
or is this flood the market with this?
Yeah, we're gonna find this on every end cap in America.
I can say it 30,000. No, I don't know.
You don't?
Oh no, it's about 15,000 bottles. No, not cases. Bottles. I think it'd be medium production. How's that sound? Medium to low.
It's not a small production.
It's somewhere. I wouldn't say it's a big market thing, but somewhere small to medium-ish, schmedium.
Okay.
How's that sound?
One more question. Mm-hmm. Where are we going to go? But I'm with Wine Guy. I like this.
I like it a lot. And I like it a whole lot. Should.
We should like it a lot.
And he's dropping hints. He's dropping a mic.
Dropping truth bombs.
Here's another question for you, Scott. Where do you think this is from?
Scott has no idea. He wants to say it's a Petit Sirah Zin blend from Cali.
So I hadn't even thought about that yet. I hadn't thought about that yet, but I would go Cali. And I'm not really sure why, but that's just as soon as you asked that question, I went Cali. Okay. Where are you?
I don't know. The other wine type that I can't get out of my head. Are you mad at me?
About what?
I'm getting ready to say.
No,
I can't get it out.
I don't know what you have in your head.
Okay. The other wine type that I cannot get out of my head that I'm having a difficult time letting go of is this being a Merlot. Only because in my mind I view Merlot as being the tannins are throwing me off. That's why I'm a little bit leaning away from it. However, Merlot to me is a little bit of a softer wine than like a Zin or a Cab. And this to me is a softer wine. Why are you...
Bo said a joke. It's funny.
But when I drink a Merlot, I always feel like it's like a... cushiony, soft wine. And this to me is a little bit leaning that way.
Meh. Meh.
If this is a Merlot, it doesn't have that typical astringency.
Oh, good God.
I like the pillowiness. You describe the mouthfeel of it, though, yeah. And we've had. Do you know our what share I mean, those. Though? I mean,
and Merlot's what's that to
$20
me?
Merlot we liked?
Bogle.
Cutter. No.
Cutty Shark. Fry Corona.
Fry Corona. The Fry
Corona. It doesn't taste anything like this.
It doesn't, but it had that pillowy mouthfeel.
Urine tastes more like Fry Corona than this does. Not saying that yeah,
easy.
Do,
but,
you know. And you're insulting your wife.
Well, yeah, he is. No. The other thing I was
French Merlot.
And for me, I was going to say that. French Merlot, you get that, and I don't get this as a French Merlot.
I was going to say European. I'm terrible on location.
Though. So you're going European this way. And to some degree, until we sort out what the varietal is.
I know.
Do y'all need a globe? Will that help?
What's that mean?
A globe.
We'd like to spin your head around like a globe
yeah,
right
I
now.
Would
so
too.
You could look at it and spin it.
The
just
other
point.
Thing that makes me think, that makes me be on the Merlot train, which again, I could be very wrong.
Choo-choo.
Is when you're drinking, for example, and I'm going like far into the spectrum. Mm. When you're going somewhere like a cab, you have these like, you have the grape flavor, and you have these huge deviations of flavor, like really bold, powerful flavors. Mm. And when you have a Merlot, it's just kind of like, oh, here we go. There's your raspberry. And it feels like that to me more than some other wines I've had. Other wine varietals.
Becky was just making an indication with her hand, like, a wavy, yeah. And this, you know, on one hand, describe the fruit as staccato, but this is a wavy little ride about yeah. it, particularly that. And I just got it again, that 25-second pepper on the finish.
This is a hard one. They're all hard. This is a hard game. What's going to be so annoying is Rob's going to be like, whatever it is. You should have known because of the blah, blah, blah.
Oh, God, yeah.
The vanilla oaking.
I probably won't say that here.
How does the vanilla taste to you? American?
The oaking.
It's very soft.
Yes. So that's
which, again,
all I'm
soft,
say about that.
Pillowy.
All right. Is this new or old? You think this is an old wine? I do not.
I don't either.
We're done with that. Then. So the oaking then.
Oh, do we have year as a thing? Would that be a further detail?
Sure, it would be.
Okay.
Yeah, if we nail that. Oh, God, yeah.
We should start doing that. I don't think we've done that previously.
No. So we both agree this is not
yeah.
just a cellar selection. It may be right. aged a couple years,
yeah,
something
I would
like
say
that.
For
may,
sure
maybe
under five. No more than 100%. I would say 3 to 5 tops. Okay. Mm.
This is closer to current vintage than it is to being aged 10 years.
Yes. In my cellar, you mean?
What?
This has been aged in my cellar, or what do you mean?
In general, I don't think this is older.
You're not asking us questions.
Yeah,
we're just
you're
discussing.
To have zero questions.
You're not throwing us off. Stop. Look at that man. He's just trying to convolute. So we agree this is not something aged. Mm-hmm. It's closer to current vintage than being aged 10 years. Mm. I think by far.
Oh, fascinating.
By far.
What year would you say?
I don't know.
Let's say like 18.
Let's sort out what the variety is. Okay. The variety? The varietal. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I'm trying to gain a clue from that vanilla oaking.
So I think it's really subtly oaked.
Yeah.
More on the palate than the nose.
Yeah, same. Does that make you think American? It doesn't make me think American, but I don't
have a strong opinion on the oaking one way or the other. I would have to go, what's your thoughts?
I think it is French oaking or just a very small percentage of American.
I was going to lean towards a blend, but that's mm-hmm. my go-to on anything.
Yeah. What is your? I need to stop looking at him. Look at his face.
I feel like a bad person.
Let's that's go just, with the French oaking.
French oaking?
French
oak. At least more than 50% French oak.
More than 50%. 50%.
What do you think? Because
I'm going to lock you in into facts. So you're going to say 50% French.
More than 50%
French.
We said
plus.
More than 50%. Okay. There you go.
Well, okay, it could be 51.
You like that? Because okay. I think it's well oaked. It's subtly oaked. Mm. It's
The subtlety is that's a good point.
Yes, the oaking in this is not an overwhelming factor, mm-hmm. but they haven't gone wrong with it either. I can't say, oh my God, I love the oak in this. But it doesn't get in the way of what this wine is.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, we're going to lock you in. Mm-hmm. Varietal.
Let me give you a topic to discuss, Rob, while we talk amongst ourselves. Well,
what topic are you discussing? Focus on the varietal.
We're going to let you talk about should President Trump be allowed back on the Twitter? Now we're going to talk about
He's not president anymore. So once I know you think he should be.
First of all, he's not my president. Never was. Once you're president, you're always president. You're always referred to as president.
Now he's Jack Wagon.
Well, he was always a Jack Wagon too.
Mm-hmm. What about
yes,
the ABV?
14.5.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Done.
Okay. Because it doesn't taste boozy or anything like that.
Nope. And if when in doubt, go 14.5.
What did you have, Rob? What did we have? And I said it tasted really boozy to me. What was it? Was it Turley?
Oh yeah, but it was Dragon.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
Particularly I had a hard time picking out flavors because I was that is
boozy. It's like 16. So. Yeah. It's basically cocaine. Okay. Yeah. So what else are you gonna? What else are you gonna do?
Price. Let's do price.
Price.
I was going to go somewhere 16, 18-ish.
Let's go with the 18.
Okay. $18.
I'm trying to avoid every other hard question.
$18.99 or 18?
Where are you at with the varietal?
I don't know Cinsault. I don't know it's not Cinsault.
It's not.
I'm just having a hard time getting away from Merlot. But that does not mean that's what it is.
I strongly don't think it's Merlot. But I don't... Petite Syrah, you know, the black tea thing. But I'm not going to go with that either. You know what I think it is?
What is it?
I think it's a cab.
Really?
Yeah.
An American cab?
What about you? Play around in your head for a second. Is it a cab?
No.
Okay.
It's not a Zin. I don't think it's a Malbec. I don't think it's Spanish.
Oh, wait.
Malbec?
You just named another varietal. He's like, oh, let me think about that. Make up a varietal you've never heard of.
I mean,
it might be Chardonnay. Is it?
It's the funniest.
It's Cat Bernay. Is it? You're forgetting. You're also forgetting your other favorite, Becky.
What?
Cabernet Franklin.
It's not. It's not a Cab Franc, and it's not a Gamay.
Mm-hmm.
Tell you that.
You tell me that. Or take it out. Take it to the bank.
Take it to the bank.
Cha-ching.
Yeah.
We're at a...
You think it's a Malbec?
But it's... I just wanted to think about it for a second.
Yeah.
You've been thinking about it for 25 minutes.
I don't think it's...
You said you didn't think it was a Malbec.
No. Do you?
No.
Then the other thing that we could talk about before we try to nail down varietal is where it's from. You thought domestic...
He thought Cabernet too.
I don't think it is South American.
See, if I was going to go Cab, I think I would leave domestic and I would go South American.
Fair enough. Not to blow smoke up your ass, but I understand where you're coming from because, like, that shitty stuff you brought with the dog's ass in the label. What was that? Cantu or something? It tasted of this a bit, but it was bad. This is good.
The dog's ass.
I don't know what it was on there, a horse or a cow or something.
Ken too.
God.
Aww. You've upset Maggie.
She didn't like Ken too either.
No, she was didn't like how you were speaking to me.
Whatever. She's like, Ken too. That's terrible.
So where you really like Merlot and I don't. I think we both don't like it for. How do you feel about Petit Sirah?
Here's something I was just googling about Merlot. It has a range of flavors, including herb, cherry, plum.
True.
Often layers in notes of clove, vanilla, cedar when aged in oak.
Yes.
What is the color of Merlot? It's a red color.
Is it?
Because it's made with red skin grapes. Hold on, listen.
This is good
one
information.
One indicator that you have Merlot in the glass is a glint of brick orange tones on the rim.
Yeah, we don't have that.
Do we have that?
No. I mean.
But have you ever had a Merlot from Trader Joe's? Throw all things out the window.
This is more purpley.
Yeah. Is it?
Then it is red.
I don't. So Merlot's got more brickishness to it. I would have never thought of that.
I'm going to look up Malbec.
Mm.
What about?
Starts with an M, in case you were wondering.
No.
Just trying to help.
Help! Rob needs somebody. Help!
I'm doing just fine, you guys. Just...
Malbec. The main flavors are plum, cherry, blackberry.
Mm.
And depending on the amount of oak aging, it often has a sweet tobacco finish, which we didn't. Mm. We were debating tobacco or black tea.
But what about Syrah?
What about Syrah?
What about it?
Petit Syrah or Syrah?
I'm gonna have to ask for an answer.
It could possibly be a Syrah, because it. The only thing that makes me think it is not a Syrah is that I don't think it's full bodied enough to be a Syrah.
You haven't had, you know.
Same kind of sort of with Petit Syrah.
Yeah.
You don't think it's a Syrah, though, right?
No, I don't. I don't think it's big enough for that. Do you?
Hmm. You forget Klein Syrah. There's many Syrah. Syrah takes many forms. Syrah is a chameleon of sorts. But the flavor's all the same. Just like, what's his name? Mr. Big Hair. And he liked the pinup girl. That was obviously...
Who's Mr. Big Hair that liked the pinup girls?
Whatever his name was. You know who I'm talking about.
I don't.
Boom Boom. Boom Boom Syrah. That was like very oaky.
Who's
but
the guy you're talking about?
Though? The owner of Boom was Charles Smith. Is that what his name is?
Oh, Charlie Smith. Yeah, he does have big hair, doesn't he?
He does. But it had oak, but it wasn't full bodied.
You know,
for
usually
Christ's
when
sake.
I think of big hair, I'm thinking about actresses from the 80s.
Oh, great Syrahs, yes. But then again, Syrahs can be like something from Coronas and Northern Rhone. It's more floral. You know, remember when we had that, the Augustus Klopp? It's the night that I found out that Maggie was going to be arriving. Floral, medium bodied.
It was a good night.
So don't necessarily assume something is always full bodied, because it isn't. That's the moral of the story.
We need to make a decision.
It's like an after school special. Yes, you do.
So what do we want to throw into the ring as possibilities?
So you like it for Merlot. Mm-hmm. I don't know why, but I'm liking this for a cab.
Okay.
And I'm remembering where we went last time, and it was a cab. It had these other little things in it, and you were right. You picked it as cab that time. I don't feel as strong about it as you did that night.
Yeah.
But, you know, you like it for Merlot, and I just don't. And if you're right, then I got it wrong here. I don't have that same vibe.
It's so hard.
As
I don't
last
feel
time.
Super strongly about it, though. Like, so, I would say maybe I'm 50% Merlot. And then, oh, God, I don't even know what I would pick as my second choice. I think that's why I have a hard time letting Merlot go, is because I don't know what I would pick as a second.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like that about Cab? You don't know what you would pick as a second?
Aww.
It's like a little kitten noise, isn't it?
And Bo heard it. What's going on?
I think she's a cat, guys.
I think you're a bad mother. That's what it is. Just a neglectful mother.
Get over here, dummy. Here, Bubba.
I think he really did need to check and make sure she was a human.
So,
sit.
What about Petite Sirah? Not so much.
No. It is very dark. Mm-hmm. But it has a decent watery edge. I don't think so.
All right. So I'm going to be mean and force you to give me an answer.
Working with what you say in the bridal.
I'm trusting you.
I'm trusting you. I like it for the cat. You like it for the Merlot.
If there was another option that we could even think of.
I know.
I would go with it. I don't know what else to pick.
The only thing that makes me think Petite Sirah is the black tape.
Okay.
It's the only thing. But the plum too.
Petite Sirah then. Petite Sirah.
We're going with what Becky says.
We can go Petite Sirah.
Are you solid with that?
No. But I'm not solid on anything.
We're not solid on anything.
Yeah.
Well, but you've locked in.
We're locked in.
Where is it from?
So here's the thing. We're saying Petite Sirah. Becky thinks it's Merlot. I think it's Cab Sauvignon. Yeah. There's a lesson here, folks. This is freaking hard.
Neither
of us are even close to being trained on this.
Yeah.
You're more trained than I am because he plays this game with you all the time.
All the time. It's so annoying. And I want to throw something at his head all the time.
But he will.
It's amazing that we're together.
He will say that you're very good at it, actually. At least he says that to me in private.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure he doesn't ever say it to you.
So, where's it from?
See?
North America? Is that what we're saying? Or are we saying from Europe? Or are we saying from Australia? Now, you look stupid.
I don't even know where they grow Petite Sirah.
Not those places.
I don't even know where.
North America.
Okay.
A little Duraf grape, but I mean, nobody makes Duraf.
Okay, so we'll say
California or Washington.
I would be shocked if this was Washington.
California,
you?
Then.
Cali? Any place in Cali? Big state.
Yeah, I am totally deferring to Scott. I have Scott, no idea.
Where in Cali? Would you like me to tell you some places that exist in Cali so you can choose from them?
Paso.
Paso, I was going to say. Paso. All right, so we've got, they have guessed a Petite Sirah, California, which would be North America, from Paso. Actually, it would be North, so it would be USA. California, Paso.
Can we start at the bottom on the price and work our way up
yes.
the varietal?
14.5% alcohol is what they're saying. 50% plus of French oak.
Yeah.
And then they're saying around $18. $18. So,
and
folks,
we have to get 60 points.
Yeah.
And then is there anything else? Like, I don't think that this wine's a tribute wine. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's any animal on the label.
Oh, are you really going to go that way? No
I
animal.
I was just trying to come up with something.
What about a tree?
Okay. What about a nature element? Do we want to be more vague?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Nature element.
Nature element.
Why not?
I could see that.
No animals unless it's a horse.
Ooh. Or a horse. Or a horse. Okay.
With no name.
All right, folks. We're going to take a break and be right back to see how well they've done.
I'm going to lose my mind. I already know it.
And they're going to really, really be angry with me here on the Wine Vault. And we're back, folks. So, to sum up, they have picked Petite Sirah from the USA, California, Paso Robles, AVA, 14.5% alcohol, 50% French Oak Plus, so apparently more than 50%.
Here, I have a question really quick. So, Scott, if we were playing this independently, you would have said a cab from where? Cali?
Yeah.
A Cali cab. Okay.
Just because of what happened last time.
Okay. I would have said some kind of European Merlot, and we've compromised.
Wow.
Okay.
So I just want to put that out there I'm pretty sure we're wrong, and so I'm just so interested. Yeah.
Probably we're individually wrong, too.
I know. That's what I was thinking,
too.
Well,
off air, Rob was gloating.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's just going to be really funny whenever we go.
Well, I think
even our second and third options were really wrong.
What he was saying was that his wife was going to question his intelligence.
Well, can I tell you this right now? There isn't a sommelier that exists in the United States, or the world probably, that would get this right. Okay, let's just say that. Let's start off with that.
So again, Becky, at the end of the day, when I told you don't try to let Rob get in her head,
mouth off when you win before. That's what I'm going to say. Oh. So, folks, the price, they thought it was around $18. They don't get any points because it's actually $12.99, so that's $5.01.
Okay.
0 points there.
What? No, that's $13.
We actually said $17.99.
That's no, you didn't. You said 18. Sorry, Scott.
That's $13. We get 5 points.
It's $12.99.
We're taking 5 points.
You don't get 5 points.
Right. Off air, he said that I was going to say he was so stupid, and I'm already saying.
Yes,
he's
already stupid. It's $5.01.
$12.99 is $13. No, it's we're not. Getting points.
You're getting nothing.
We're taking five.
No points.
Are you telling us? Okay. Go ahead. Okay. Let's go further details.
Nature Element horse. No, it doesn't have any of that shit. No points. 50% French oak. Now, you guys are you talked a lot about the oak, and that's really cool.
Yeah.
Although it's aged on complete concrete vats. So
really?
There's no oaking.
How is there vanilla in our minds?
How is there freaking earth that you thought? No, 0 points.
Okay.
14.5% alcohol. It's 14%.
That's within 0.5%.
There's no such thing. No, you get no points. It has to be exact.
We get 10 points for that.
No, okay. You don't.
What's the vintage?
So far, you have 0 points.
What's the vintage?
We got 15.
Vintage. Well, you didn't actually.
Yes, we did. We said 18.
Oh, it was 17. Sorry.
Okay.
But it was current vintage. But
we said
you get
three
no points.
5 years,
yes.
Too.
We never got back to what vintage is.
No points. Okay. So you said Paso. Okay, starting off. So you understand that's wrong. It's not from Paso.
Okay.
You said from California. That's not right. It's not from California.
Okay.
And you said USA. It's not from USA. It's not right.
North America.
It's not from North America.
Okay.
It is European.
Uh-huh.
Okay. But it's actually from Macedonia.
You're so dumb. You're right. You are correct.
From Macedonia.
I would say you are so dumb.
And it's and I don't know why you guys don't know this, because I think you're both stupid, but it's the Vranic varietal. Vranic is a traditional varietal in Macedonia. And how you don't know about Vranic, I think, is embarrassing for you. So
Maggie is yelling her contempt with
she's
you.
She's so upset, and Bo is convinced she's a cat.
It's the TK's Vranic special selection. 100% Vranic.
I have a question.
So if it's Vranic. Yeah, I'm sorry you don't know what Vranic is, you morons, but, you know, there you go. Yeah, you get 0 points.
No.
Vranec. Now, Vranic, folks, I know you don't know about Vranic most generally. If you do, you're not cool. Still, it's delicious.
Cool.
Well,
it is so good.
Well, they've tried to trace the origins of it. Now, what over in Macedonia, if you know where that is, that kind of area, what is over in there? Croatia, right? What do we know is an element that was originally seen in Croatia?
Zinfandel.
Primitivo. So they believe that the Vranic grape is in some relation to the daddy of Primitivo, but there's been no genetic definitive proof. So right now it's a varietal that sits in of itself, but they believe it is possibly the daddy to Primitivo, possibly, which would be the daddy of Zinfandel. Not that I think it tastes like Primitivo, but...
Yeah, I was Googling to see what a comparison would be.
There isn't any. You're not going to find that.
Yeah.
There you go.
It's
but 30,000 liters, I don't know how many that is, but...
Oh, that's why you had such a
I don't know.
Time.
Well, a liter bottle is a liter bottle. These are 750s.
Yes. I didn't want to do math. That's difficult. 30,
divide it by 3/4, mm-hmm. and that gives you...
That's too much work.
About 40,000... bottles.
Yeah, that's still
divide that by 12. That's about 40,000.
That's too much math.
25,000 cases.
Which is a lot for...
No, 2,500 cases.
Yeah, it's about that. It is an Eric Sullivan selection. He's an importer, and I am familiar with Eric Sullivan, and well, not personally, but... And he has a fairly wide portfolio, or it, whichever you want to call it. And so when I saw Eric Sullivan as the importer for this wine, it told me that it was of a decent quality. It wasn't
right on.
In bull's blood or some bullshit thing like that, even though that's not bullshit. That's legit, but that's Hungarian. But so I saw Eric Sullivan. I knew the importer was legit, so I gave it a whirl. And I also knew they would never guess it. However, I thought it might be interesting.
Well, and it definitely is. So, and how dare you not read Ivana Simjanovska's wine review?
There were
no Ivana,
real reviews, but
are you saying Ivana's not legitimate?
Yes,
she will come after you and shoot you.
I think actually she's the pen name for Wilford Wong, probably.
You promised me,
but I promised Becky no Wilford tonight.
No, you know
that's bullshit.
You know the pen name for Wilford Wong is Paul Caputo, who gave it an 88. Actually, Teak Vase has a Grand Cuvée blend. It's Merlot, Cab, and Vranic.
Yeah. That, I mean, but this is, on wine.com, I believe there's this in a white. There's nothing else available.
It's really.
From Macedonia.
Yes. By the way, this is what Bo tried to chew up. So,
this is what?
Oh,
Bo tried to chew the box on.
I cannot state enough how highly I recommend this.
It's lovely, isn't it? It's a wonderful surprise.
It's not complex. It's the opposite of linear, though. It's got that staccato, those fruit, and then a beautifully blended wine.
However, as it opens up, it does fall off a little bit. So that suggests a drink now wine. So if you buy it, 100%. Folks, drink it. And you know, but it's a lovely drink. It's a lovely summertime. You know, if you're going to do barbecue, pork chop, stuff like that, and you want something different, you're like, I don't want Zin. Try this. I mean, and it doesn't taste like Zin, although the body is similar.
Yeah, I would say the body's similar.
I was going to ask, what? It's different when you already know, mm-hmm. but what would you have guessed this to be?
I would have guessed it because I guessed you guys would say it was a Syrah from Washington.
Really? That's what you'd have guessed?
Mm-hmm. But I also said you'd say it's 50% oak, French oak, because you always say that. But
well, that's what we say, because I didn't but no, even no, thought
I,
about the oak.
It tasted like a Syrah to me. Like,
really?
Yeah. I would have guessed Syrah.
But we've...
I understand, though, where you came with your Chilean kind of...
Cab thing.
Yeah, because kind of the...
Do you think my Merlot thing was whack?
Yes.
Okay.
I just... Nothing about this spring Merlot. Other than
doesn't taste Petit Syrah, though.
That, no, for sure.
Not a bit.
Not a drop. Well, that, but that's that what you black guys tea.
Oh, black that black tea. My balls.
We didn't like either of
you
our
always
suggestions.
You want everything to Petit Syrah.
I like Petit Syrah.
If it's Chardonnay, you'd be like, I'm just brainstorming here. Could it be Petit Syrah? It's white, Scott. Well, I guess that's a no. Hey, I'm all about the group. Group think, guys. But you threw it out there because you wanted it to be that. You
because
always wanted it to be that.
Black tea, we were definite on in the profile.
Yeah.
But it's also, we have had... The
I was
Vranic.
The closest in geography.
Oh, for sure. You called Europe.
Europe.
You mean separately
but
when you didn't listen to
have,
him.
We have had Zins with this fruit profile. 100%.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
After the fact.
Yeah.
Monday morning
and I
quarterback.
Would agree, you are very dumb.
Thank you. Then I accomplished my mission. So, folks.
The wine guy pulls out a Macedonian red for us to varietal
with.
Yes.
Suck it.
And then
the
only
way he could stump us.
And he's not going to give us 15 points for the...
For what?
ABV.
You were wrong.
The price range.
You were wrong. Yeah. You missed it. Please. Suck it. Suck it hard.
What's the tax on $12.99?
Zero. I didn't pay any tax. It's wine.com. Don't tell Dave Yost. He's still burning masks. He's very busy.
What happened with that? Because there was a brief period of time where he was charging his tax.
Hopefully,
right?
He burned his face off with his burning his masks. It was like Michael Jackson after that
Pepsi
commercial.
He was a mask burner, wasn't he?
Yeah, Josh Mandel.
But we kicked the householder out finally.
Well, that's good.
Temporarily, he'll be back.
Yeah. if there's a buffet in the state house.
Ohio politics are a lot for me to handle.
Duty.
So, going around the room.
I'm so dirty.
Triple B, what is your numerical score to the obviously Macedonian Vranic by Tikas?
Seeing as how I've never had this varietal before.
You don't have to judge it to other varietals.
We'll probably never have it again.
I won't say that.
Well,
I'd buy this.
Besides this producer, who else can you buy? You said there was this in a white.
But I'll look for it.
On wine.com.
Go kill, Bo.
So I'm going to give this an 80.
One of the Dern children are in danger of their lives from the Labradoodle.
Not.
No. Go ahead.
I'm going to give this an 88.
Yeah. It's a good score for this wine.
Yeah. I like it. I would drink it again.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure you will.
The staccato raspberry I'm a fan of, and the black tea. Big fan of that.
And it makes you look like you're smarter than you are by saying, you know what, I drink wines from Macedonia.
I don't think it...
Tim Atkins in the house.
No. I've been to Macedonia. Have you ever seen have you ever seen the movie Hostel? I chop someone's head off with a chainsaw.
I was at 88 also. I was between 87 and 88, but 88 was the first number in my head. Highly recommended. I'd recommend this for the value Wall of Fame, for sure.
Yes.
$13.
No, it's
$12.99.
At this quality.
We actually got 15 points.
I said, are you doing $18.99 or $17.99? You said, brr. So it's 18. I actually gave you that option. 0 points, loser.
Anyway, really good. And okay, it's not complex exactly, but it's interesting.
It's got some stuff.
It does. It's interesting.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to give it 88 of my points. I agree. Value Price Hall of Fame. Lovely wine. Tip of the cap.
When was the last time we all had the same score?
I don't know.
I don't remember.
We've done it. We've done it before.
I was 88 all day long. But tip of the cap to Macedonia.
And this is one of those things we love doing on the show. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit of an oddball. Okay, it's a lot of an oddball. And he's... Okay, you call him stupid. I would say he's being a dick, but he laughs. He appreciates that. He takes that as a term of endearment.
I actually felt this emotion when you guys were talking about oak, and I knew you looked like total fucking peckerwood jackasses, and you were so confident about it. You're so excited, and quite frankly,
I
you sounded right, and you made really good points about everything. It's just how the hell. You were talking about, you were actually talking in human terms of alien technology. And it's like the aliens that are living in the third dimension were watching you going, those silly people. And
but
you were right in everything you were saying.
But there really is a layer of, it's like in between vanilla and chocolate.
I think you did a good job, personally.
We got the flavors right.
You just didn't score any points.
We just didn't get a Macedonian Vranic.
Why not? Did you not know about Vranic?
But so here's their...
did you not know that wine existed?
Is this the perfect choice? No, this is the special selection. The perfect choice describes it as opulent dark ruby red color, boom, high viscosity in glass.
Yeah.
Okay. Aromas of meaty cherries. We didn't get that. Blueberries and hints of dark liquid chocolate. Okay, we didn't get the aromas.
No, those are chocolate.
The taste is equally rich in dark blue and red berry fruits, boom, with additional hits of tobacco. We liked it for black tea.
Yeah.
That's what we tasted.
Yeah, no. That's what it is. That's what Vranic is. Now you know what Vranic is. You're welcome. What can I say except you're welcome for this wine education tonight?
Yep.
You thought it was oak. Lesson. You're dumb. You're welcome.
But it's concrete instead.
Yes. I thought it was oak too, but I read it was concrete. I went, okay.
You thought it was oak too?
It tastes like oak. It's got vanilla in it. But it's not, so whatever.
Are there some sulfites in the house, though? You're getting a little red cheek.
Well, it's from Macedonia. Are you expecting it to be that well made? Come on, man. I was when I tasted it, I went, this doesn't taste like shit. That's so fantastic. It doesn't taste like a Capri Sun. I was so surprised.
Really?
I didn't think it would taste like this. And it was...
This is good.
So infinitely much better than I ever could have imagined. Excellent job, quite frankly. Bravo.
Okay. Deb and I have friends who are from Macedonia. They own a local restaurant. And I'm going to have to talk to them about Vranic.
That you are. So, folks, we hope you enjoy that tonight. I know I did. So, for Wob the...
Wob?
For Wob the Wawa. For Rob... Rob.
Baba Wawa.
There we go. I'll just delete that out so you didn't hear.
Wobby Wawa.
I'm very sorry.
Wobby the Wine Guy.
Yeah. So for Rob the Wine Guy.
Wobby the Wine Guy.
Scott the Asshole. The Triple B.
Pucker.
And Maggie Joe, the Snoring Baby. And Bo, who makes every noise in the world. We are going to bid you adieu and see you next time here on the Wine Vault. Good night.